This is an ABC Radio National podcast. For full details, abc.net.au/rn.
Hello, Sue Clark here with you for Perspective. In 1999, the Prime Minister's Science, Engineering and Innovation Council released a report on the importance of science and technology to Australia's future. It said in part that if Australia is to be competitive in a global market of ideas and skills, public support for scientific research is essential. Unfortunately, that public support hasn't meant more university graduates in the sciences. Indeed, numbers are on the decline. Why? Debbie Richards is Associate Professor in the Department of Computing at Macquarie University in Sydney.
If the current trend continues, we can change the words of the post-war song, "Where have all the flowers gone?" to "Where have all the scientists gone?" with the same reply, "Gone to graveyards, everyone." Pursuing a career in science is out of fashion in the Western world. However, unlike the demise of the jumpsuit or hot pants, the repercussions of a scienceless society will be a big step backward. Like the miniskirt, science may make a comeback in a future yet unborn generation, but the lack of continuity will require reinvention of the wheel, as was experienced in what we now call the Middle or Dark Ages. Am I being too dramatic? Yes, I'm trying to shake us up before too many more biology, physics and other science departments close. The 23% drop in science enrolments at university in the past 15 years and lower enrolments in Year 12 should concern us all. Professor Peter Andrews, a chief scientist at Queensland University, warns, for Australia to remain internationally competitive, by 2010 we will need about 750,000 scientists, mainly researchers. However, students are flocking to law and business studies in the hope of quicker financial returns or the attractiveness of a double degree. Why are people no longer wanting to pursue science? To answer this question, Macquarie University commissioned the country's largest and most comprehensive study to find out why high school students are not being turned on to pursue science. The results discussed at a meeting last week involving 80 participants and 27 universities across Australia revealed that ignorance is the biggest problem. The study showed that making a difference, working with people, and being challenged were the top priorities for our teens in choosing their career path, matching with the top three career experiences of the scientists surveyed. This is a far cry from the image of the poor, grey-haired scientists stuck in a laboratory with only their test tubes and rats to talk to. As a woman with three kids, I certainly don't fit that profile. Science is about discovery. It's about having an idea, testing it, and passing on the benefit to the community. What has happened to promote ignorance? Don't we care about our world and how it works anymore? Nature and discovery programs have made way for reality TV. Obviously, a bunch of semi-naked young adults on a desert island or in a spa are more interesting than animals that inhabit the forests and jungles. Why? Their behaviour isn't much different. Is science coming across as interesting and worth pursuing in our high schools? It appears not. A change is needed. President of the State University of New York and author of the Boyer Report, Dr. Shirley Kenny, described a move in the US from treating students as vessels to pour knowledge into to young researchers that learn by doing. Exposing students to the experiments, projects, laboratories, and especially live scientists can be the driving force that motivates them first to dream and then to make it a lifelong reality. Next time you meet a scientist, ask why they do what they do. They'll probably tell you something like, as a child they met Sir Hilary Edmund, or love to try out the wacky experiments of Professor Julia Sumner Miller. Why is it so? Because as individuals and as a society, we need to be inspired. If accountancy or law floats your boat, then go for it. But if your motivation is to simply follow the crowd, hoping to make some quick and easy bucks, then your motivation won't last you a lifetime. A career in science offers many rewards and opportunities. Find a cure for cancer. Analyse and design drugs or pesticides. Develop a secret code that can't be broken. Put on your snorkels and become a marine biologist. Manage urban parks and landscapes or take care of the orangutan's mating program at the zoo. Develop diets for sick children. dig up hidden treasure from a lost civilization, strike gold while looking for fossils, discover the missing link. Unravel the mystery in someone's mind. As you do, you'll meet and help people from all walks of life. Alternatively, create a robot or develop a new variety of wine. Be a derivatives trader and buy that dream Porsche. Be a science journalist, communicator, or academic like me. You can contribute to advances in sport or fitness, new fashion fabrics, global warming, smaller computer chips, knowledge management, and innovation. In science, even the skies are not the limits. Go on, make a difference. Maybe win a Nobel Prize.
Deb Richards from Macquarie University in Sydney with today's perspective. On ABC Radio National, it's news time.
ABC Radio National. More than 60 programs, more than 260 transmitters Australia-wide. And we're live on the net as well as media on demand streams. Find out how to get more out of Radio National. Go to abc.net.au/rn. And for the full list of MP3 and podcast programs, abc.net.au/rn/podcast.